what's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have you with us. And again, a big thank you to those of you that came to the big business breakfast that we had this morning. Had a number of people come up and say, Kev, you know, the afternoon show, it just makes all the difference to me. Said, I can't wait to get in the car and turn everything on to know what's going on. And said, that just makes everybody at the show feel really good. So thank you, Catherine, especially for you coming up to me and saying that, and the others. There were a lot of people, actually, a number of people that came by and said, never miss an afternoon with Kevin McCullough Radio, and just really grateful. So we're really grateful that you're there and you're listening and you're telling your friends and telling more people about it every single day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One of the things that I think is worth telling people about is the little segment that we have here on Thursdays where we try to hack parenting. And we do that with an expert. She reported on parenting issues for New York One for many years. She's now the correspondent for social and cultural things or something along those lines on AM 970 The Answer in New York. And she joins us on Thursdays. Shelley Goldberg, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's a joy to be with you.
So this week, we're going to talk about what?
Well, this morning, Kevin, I was at an event. It was this new program, a new mentoring program, and I was with Matilda Formo and Jennifer Rabb, who's the president of Hunter College. And in this classroom, I looked around, and everywhere I turned, I saw quotations on the wall. And in fact, one of them I jotted three of them down, but one of them was, I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Michael Jordan. And I thought, that's what we should be talking about, because quotations are so incredibly powerful. They inspire kids. They motivate kids. They're a great way to encourage reading. They're self-soothing. When you sit in the bed and you're reading a book of quotes, it can help you with loneliness. And if you failed at something, developing courage. It's just a great resource for kids and for families. So, Kevin, my friend.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite quote?
Well, I don't know if I have favorite quotes. I have quotes that stuck with me my entire life. And so I guess because of just their longevity, they don't ever leave my brain. And I think they helped me become who I am. For instance, I grew up living next door to my grandfather. And he was one of the hardest working people I ever saw. And he would tell me about his adventures growing up. He kind of went to work to support his family when he was like 8, 9 years old. His mom was bedridden. His dad had died. And he went out and he was an entrepreneur and he invented things and sold things and just figured out ways to support the family. He and 7 siblings and his mom. But one of the things he used to say to me all the time when I was around his house helping him do odd jobs and stuff, he would say, Kev, and he'd kind of pat me on the knee and he'd say, I want you to remember this. He'd hold his finger up. I want you to remember this. Plan your work and work your plan. And then he'd go back to what he was doing. And you hear it 100 times when you're a kid. You don't even think about it. And what do I do nowadays? I get out my notes, and I plan my work, and then I hopefully throughout the day work my plan. And it's really been something that has stuck with me my whole life.
That's fascinating. It doesn't surprise me, those words of wisdom. I think if you ask most people, there are those sentences that are flying around in our heads, those phrases.
We don't even know where they come from sometimes, but they're there.
Right, right. So what I'm suggesting is that as parents, that everyone pay a little bit more attention to how powerful those words of wisdom are. Now, it can come from a grandparent. It can come from someone, extended family member. As kids get older, sometimes they don't want to hear it from their parents, right away. And then we all get older and we realize how wise our parents really were when they told us things.
Yeah.
But wherever it comes from, so I am just suggesting, and I'm going to give you some, there's two wonderful books. One is 300.
Well, I was going to ask you, did you have one? What was a quote that you had growing up?
I have two. Coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous.
I like that.
Einstein.
That's good.
Einstein.
That's
and
good.
The other is, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. So those are two of my favorites. But I am going to suggest to parents that they send their kids a quote if they're in college, that they create a family quote, that you discuss quotations and words of wisdom over dinner, that these are the books that you should be looking for, but there's such value and wisdom. And, you know, we don't pay attention, enough attention to the wise things. Even, I mean, in the Bible, we don't pay attention to what people said 300 years ago, 200 years ago. But there's so much wisdom there. And so this is just my reminder. In addition to the words of wisdom we get from a grandparent or a parent,
sure,
really think about those quotations.
No, I think that's great. I was thinking of another one that my mom used to say to me a lot, because I had trouble being motivated as a young kid. I always wanted to kind of take the easy way and then like slough off and then I wouldn't finish the job.
You, I find that hard to believe.
Well, so she would say this to me when she'd come in and, you know, she'd send me to clean my room, and I wouldn't really clean it. I'd just throw everything in the closet and then, you know, shut the door. She'd come in, she'd open the closet door and everything would fall out. And she'd say, "Now, why didn't you take the time to do this right the first time?" And I would look at her and I'd be like, "Well, I thought I could get done with it." She goes, "Well, where are you going to find time to do it over again?" And that became, if you don't have time to do it right the first time, when will you find time to do it over again? And guess what? I got better at doing it the first time. Over a period of time, it took a few years, but over time, I got better at doing things the first time. And now I do try, you know, the first time out to get it right.
Do you create family quotes for your family? Do you find yourself being very aware of what you're saying to your children that they're going to retain and remember the rest of their lives?
I hope. I mean, they're at the ages right now where you want to just have the little cute things to just, you know, make them do what they need to do. But I, as we go on in life, I do want to be able to craft some things that will stay with them for, you know, longer periods. And they've already heard the quotes I've given you from, you know, my grandfather and my mother. So I have a feeling that some of these things will get passed down as time goes by. But before we leave, I hear the music. Real quickly, what's the name of those books you were going to recommend?
365 Days of Wonder. That's a quote for every day of the year.
Nice.
And that's for R.J. Palacio. And the other is The Ultimate Book of Inspiring Quotes for Kids.
We'll make sure we put those on the podcast page with the podcast today. But Shelley Goldberg, as always, I'm inspired by your being with us. And thank you for coming and helping us out today.
You're welcome.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, final thoughts before we finish this Thursday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio.